You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome back to another episode of Self Care and Chill with Maui, everybody's favorite relationship podcast. And you already know that I don't want to toot my own horn, but if the horn is there and it needs a little tooting, you already know I'm going to do the job. So a little recap of what's been going on with me. This was maybe the highlight of my week. So as you guys know, majority of the time I work from home. That's basically what I do in my life. Like ship y'all. My life revolves around packing orders for y'all. So one day I had free time and I volunteered at my son's school. And to any mom that's listening, if you ever have a day off or free time and you go on your child's website and they might need volunteers for something, oh my gosh. Like my son was so excited to see me. He was so grateful. He was like, I thought you forgot. Hey, mom. Like I felt so happy and like fulfilled. So that's definitely something I'm going to start doing more often, volunteering at my son's school. I can't believe how happy I made my baby that day. So that really made me feel good. Another thing is we went on a family date to Bahama Breeze, and I'm not a Bahama Breeze girl. I think it's so corny, but I realized that Bahama Breeze is actually good. I just don't like what I order from there. So I like to eat pasta, but I would never order pasta from there because I don't never enjoy it. So over the weekend, I ordered like a stuffed pineapple. It was stuffed with like rice and shrimps. And we went there with the kids. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed my food. I enjoyed my Virgin Island drink that we had. Like my son enjoyed it. My son never wants to go nowhere. He want to go in the house and play the game. So I had to give him a pep talk saying, we going out to dinner as a family today, as I. So don't you start complaining or talk about you don't want to go. You're going to have a great time. And you're going to order something on the menu that you like. And you're going to drink a fancy drink, okay? Pep talk definitely helped. He enjoyed himself. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed spending time with my family. It was really good. Anything else that happened? Oh, yeah. So another thing. This is the last thing, y'all. This is my last recap. Coach dropped some new purses. And I know Coach ain't been in a while, but I've been on my 2000s vibes. So my man treated me to a Coach bag. I want you guys to go look at Coach website and go to the Demi bags. They like tiny little bags. That's so cute. That was in the 2000s. And my mom had one of these bags. And I feel like the bag just brought back so many memories of my childhood, of me trying to be grown and take my mom purses and get dressed and stuff like that. So I can't wait. If it's any brands that's listening, any clothing lines that has a velour sweatsuit, I went online trying to find me a baby fat one to match my purse. I can't find one. But if it's anybody listening and your clothing brand has a velour sweatsuit that's blue for me, please hit me up. I will promote you. All I want is a sweatsuit to match my purse. And that's the recap. I don't think that I had anything else going on. I think I talked to you guys about my Friendsgiving. That was fun. Yeah, I'm going to start this diet December with this popular fitness page on Instagram. I'll put that in the information section too. I'm really excited about that. You know, I lost a lot of weight since having my baby, but it's not toned. My skin is loose and I just want a six pack. I don't know. I don't think that it's in my future, but I would at least like to say that I tried. If anything, at least say that I tried. I tried my best to get a damn six pack. So today's topic is it takes two to tango. I know that we always talk about the things that we got going on in a relationship. Things not working out. Or being unhappy, being unsatisfied. And I just want to say that it takes two to tango. It takes two people to consistently put in effort for a relationship to work. It takes two people for that intimacy to stay there. it takes two people to put in effort so that we both feel loved, we both feel considered. If it's anybody listening and you feel like right now I'm at a place in my relationship and I'm not happy, I want you to also consider how many times have you expressed your unhappiness and if you've given a solution. Like if you've given them an alternative to do to make you happy. And is it the relationship that's not making you happy or is it yourself? Because sometimes you don't realize, like, it's not even this relationship. It's just where I'm at in my life right now. And I don't have capacity to be pouring into what we got. And it's sad, but it's your truth. And I feel like sometimes we don't want to live in our truth because we don't want it to hurt other people. It's a lot of times when we know in our hearts what's best for us. We know what we need to do. But we're so afraid that our truth is going to hurt somebody's feelings that we wake up and we live in this lie every day. We wake up and we're too afraid to be honest. Or we too afraid to say what we really want. And the reason why I say it takes two to tango is because I know a lot of us who love hard, we are always trying to put the effort in to make a relationship work. We're always trying to go out our way. We're always trying to please somebody, make them happy, do what needs to be done. And at the expense of us getting the short end of the stick, at the expense of us not being poured into or us not feeling loved. And because some of us know how to go without for so long, because some of us are used to getting the short end of the stick, it's turning into months of us trying to make a relationship work with a person who continuously does things to show us that they don't want to be here. And we need to acknowledge what we're seeing. If I see that I'm consistently putting in effort, if I'm trying to make this work, and all you keep doing is giving me your ass to kiss, then I gotta accept you for what you're showing me. Because it don't matter if you say you love me. It don't matter because love don't do that. The things that you're doing to me right now, love doesn't do that. So regardless of what you're saying to me or how you may feel or how you may think you feel, your actions speak for you. I was reading some of this book, Bell Hooks, all about love. And in Bell Hooks' book, she said, like, love doesn't intentionally and purposely hurt you. And the problem with that is people don't want to hear it because then they have to question everybody in their life that ever said they love them. The relationships who purposely hurt you, the relationships who purposely disrespected you or lied to you or cheated on you, your parents who may cared for you but purposely put you in harm's way all the time, neglected you, did things to hurt you constantly. When we start thinking about the dynamics of people that said they care about us and the things they did, we can't just say, well, people make mistakes. Damn, everybody? Or maybe, just maybe, some people can't love us because they don't know what love is, and they may have love for us or they may care for us, but they can't truly love us because they don't really even know what that looks like. So two to tango just means that it takes two of us. And waking up every day in a relationship or a friendship with somebody that has the same enthusiasm as you every single day. Waking up and deciding that, you know what? I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to put 100% effort in. I'm going to do my best to communicate. Like waking up and a person is deciding that, you know what? We're going to get this right today. We're going to do what needs to be done. It feels so lonely and it feels so empty to know that I'm the one putting all this effort in and I'm doing all of these things to try to make it work and this person doesn't care. Or I still feel alone at night or I still feel empty. It's a lonely ass feeling. So be honest with yourself. If you've been putting the effort in and trying to make something work, and you've been the only one who cares, if you've been the only one planning a date night or planning something romantic or trying to have the tough conversations or communicating properly, if you're the only one consistently doing it, ask yourself, does this person even care? Because they not paying me no mind. I know it is, girl. I know what it's like to be trying to fight for something in a relationship with somebody that's not fighting back. Trying to please somebody. I got this one poem that say I was with this older guy who didn't know what he wanted. chasing the thrill of being young, it became so impossible for me to please him. Girl, I know what it's like to be just trying to change who you are and go, listen, it's not a hairstyle in the world that I could have freaking tried out to make him love me more or respect me more. And I say this all the time. The more I took him back, the more I made excuses for his behavior, the more he was really convinced I would never leave him. The more he truly believed in his heart that she loves me no matter what I do to her. No matter what I do, she ain't going nowhere. And as crazy as it is, where was I going? This person didn't talk to me like this and did this to me, and I still find reasons to stay. Or I'll say things like, well, I was disrespectful too. I make excuses for my own behavior so I can have an excuse to say. When in reality, I just didn't have enough strength to walk away from the relationship. When in reality, I was too afraid. And a part of me did sometimes felt like this is as good as I could do. Unfortunately, sometimes a part of me felt like this is as good as I could do. Oh my God. I look back and I think back into some of the relationships that I was in. And I just can't believe that I allowed people to treat me a certain way or talk to me a certain way. And I didn't deserve that. But me not being firm with my boundaries, me not expressing how I feel, me wanting to keep the peace, avoid confrontation, all of that was at the expense of my own happiness. Keeping the peace. Oh, I don't want to argue, or I don't want to do, oh my gosh, I was dying inside. Forcing myself to be in relationship, in one relationship where I go home every day and I feel empty. They don't even see me. They don't hear me. I don't feel valued here. And just trying to force the spark and the chemistry, knowing inside I was dying. I was losing a piece of myself every day. I didn't know who I was no more. Every day, waking up and putting a mask on, pretending to be happy, pretending that it's something here. Knowing that the longer you stay and the longer that you lie, the further away from your true self you become. So you'll end up one of those people who leave the relationship and say, I don't know who I am anymore. Or I got to find one, make myself happy. Or I don't know where to start. The longer you lie, the further away from yourself you go. When I look back and I think about the times where I was putting effort in and I was doing these things, I was never with somebody that was putting in the same effort. I was with people that I would have good moments with. In this moment, it seems like they put in an effort. But when there's no consistency, it doesn't matter. If they're not consistently going to start making you feel good or consistently start communicating better or consistently working on the intimacy, it don't matter. When I say intimacy, y'all, it's being in a relationship with a person that's really tapped into your spirit, that's really understanding that this shit don't got nothing to do with sex. I want her to lay on my chest and I want to play in her hair. I want us to watch this show together. I want to rub her feet while we're watching it. I want to kiss on her back. I want to rub her face. I want to listen to her talking to me. I want to read something to her. I want to just hold her for long periods of time. I want to be intentional with how I speak to her. Sometimes the intimacy don't got nothing to do with you fucking me. And if that's the only level of intimacy that you tapped into, I don't want to be in this relationship. If I have to get all my intimacy from your penis, I don't want to be here either. Because there's some people out here and we craving depth. Like we craving some deep shit. Like I want to feel like I drown in what you give me. I want to drown in this. Like I want the love that you give me. I want to feel like it hurt. This hurt. They love me so hard. They care about me so much. I don't want to feel like, you know what, I'm pretending or I'm second guessing it or I don't know how much they love me. No. I want to know that without a doubt or a contradiction, this person loved the shit out of me. You can't tell me nothing about they ass. Because when it comes to me, they are not playing. That's how I want to feel. I want to feel so secure in our relationship because of how you love me. So be honest if you don't feel like that. And I know sometimes some of us don't feel that depth. Some of us is just like a wild tiger. Listen, y'all. Some of us is like this wild tiger that's just waiting to be let loose. Just waiting for us to be with a person who just matches the tiger within us. Meanwhile, we in a relationship with like a baby lamb. A lamb or something. I don't freaking know. Something that's just not matching the tiger energy. I would imagine a lamb. It just doesn't go. But anyways, that's how I feel. It takes two to tango. And also, one more thing I want to say is if you need something from your partner, don't be afraid to go get it. And me and my partner was talking about this yesterday. If you feel like your partner isn't paying you no mind, or you want some company, or you want some attention right now while you're in the house, it's okay to go get it from your partner. You don't have to sit in the other room and say, oh, he keep watching TV, he not paying me no mind. Okay. I'm a start going out there and saying, I want to spend some time with you. I need some attention. Well, I shouldn't have to say it. Well, you might not have, you feel like you shouldn't have to say it, but sometimes I feel like I should because I'm always on the laptop and I may appear being busy and I'm not that busy. And what I want is to be cuddled up with my man. So I'm going to work on expressing the things that I need, and I want you to do the same thing too. I want some alone time with you, or I want us to have a conversation, or I just want us to cuddle up and watch a movie. It's okay for me to express my needs. I don't have to think that my man needs to be a mind reader. So we're going to answer some questions. Here we go. I actually love reading the questions because I love putting my reading voice on. So when y'all send me these messages, and it's another person that sent the question in, guys, I tell y'all this all the time. I would love for y'all to start keeping it short because sometimes y'all questions be like too long. Ridiculous. Okay. So, hey, Maui, I have a question. So I left my relationship to heal myself because I realized during a relationship that I still needed to work on getting to know myself. I constantly told my partner about my issues and broke up with him several times because of the issue. I kept going back because he convinced me he can help, but I feel like he adds to my emotional drainage. Now we aren't together, but he still wants to be in my company while he's doing his own thing on the side. How should I approach the situation? What could I have done better? You're not happy in that relationship, girl. You're not happy there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The reason why, because us women, we don't really be breaking up with our boyfriends like that. The only time we will keep breaking up with somebody is if we're not sure if we want to be there or not. Or we think that they're not going nowhere. I would never play with my man like that. Even if I was being confused on finding myself, I would express this to him. I would try to let him know where I'm at and try to work on it within my relationship too. But just to be breaking up with my man all the time, he's not playing it. He's not even playing that kind of game. So do you really want to be with your man, or are you confused on if you just want to be single? Because I don't want you to beat yourself up and say, what could I have done better? You're doing the best that you know how to do. You're probably at a conf- you don't, You're probably at a confused space in your life right now. You already wanted to be by yourself to work on yourself. So what's the problem? Him being in your space and talking to other people now? Or him still wanting to be in your space? Did you not think he would start talking to other people? Did you think that he was just going to keep allowing you to break up with him? So let me know. But don't feel bad. I don't want nobody that's listening to feel bad for being in a space in their life where they don't know what they want and they're confused. You don't have to always have your shit together all the time. This idea of perfection that we see on social media all the time and we so healed and we so this, sometimes you don't have your shit together. In the process of you finding yourself and loving yourself, your shit is just not together and it's all over the place. And that's okay. Because we are working towards it. It's baby steps. It's literally like when you get in your house remodeled and this shit looks a hot ass mess. Yeah, I know it looks a mess. Mind your business. I'm doing work here. The house is getting remodeled and you're a house. And right now you're being remodeled. So that's why you look a hot ass mess and you keep breaking up with this man all the time and you don't know what you want. I don't want you to feel bad. Continue to pour into yourself. Continue to date yourself. Continue to show up for yourself in the ways that you always expect a partner to. Get comfortable with your own company. But get comfortable with making yourself happy and doing things that make you feel good without the opinions of other people. So that you can get to a place where you know, do I really want to be with my partner or do I keep choosing them out of loneliness and out of being familiar? Do I really want to be with this person? So, next message. I don't have a question, but I wanted to say thank you. Your podcast helps me out so much. In every episode, I feel like you'd be talking directly to me. Episode 1, Food Court Love is speaking to my soul right now. And it's something I definitely needed to hear. Thank you so much. This is what majority of the messages are always saying. It's always something positive saying thank you. But I love y'all. I love y'all so much. And I do this for y'all. Okay? Oh, this is a good question. Man, I'm going to save that for next week. A mama's boy. That was the question. The next question. But we're going to save that one for next week because that's really a good one. Hey Maui, I love your podcast and I'm always looking forward to self-care Sundays. I'm honestly in a pickle. I'm 20 and I've been in a little situationship with a boy. Things got a little serious and he ended up becoming close with my friend. What? But then soon after they became close, he would constantly run back to tell me and tell me personal things that I have told my friend. I soon got enough of it and cut my friend off. Typical women, we cutting a woman off. Soon as she told him about our fallout, he began to tell me all the things that were said behind my back. But now him and my old friend are still cool and he continues to run and tell me their conversations. But now he's trying to guilt trip me into feeling bad about cutting my friend off. I cut off all contact with both of them, but can really use your advice moving forward because I do feel bad for cutting my friend off. I don't really have anyone to turn to with this situation. FYI, me and him have not had sex yet. Okay, so your friend, for one, why do they have such a close relationship? That's my first like weird red flag thingy that's going off. My red radar. Why are they so close? Like, why are you hanging out and talking to the guy that I'm dating? Like, can we talk about boundaries today? Like, that is giving very weird. Like, why would you want to be conversing and talking to the guy that your friend is currently dating unless you like him? And if you like him, and now if you like him, that would explain why you going back and telling him my business as my girlfriend, and how I'm gonna let you know how uncomfortable this is making me feel. In case you're confused, as for this man, you're not in no situationship because I would never want you to be with somebody that's sassy like that. I would never want you to be with somebody that would just run back and forth telling the conversation. When I think of ideal relationships for myself, and not that you have nobody else that's listening in has to have the same type of taste as me. But one thing I will say is, and we talk about this all the time, desiring to be with a person of good character. This person has good character. Because when we focus on being with somebody with good character, all that ghetto Tyler Perry movie stuff, you know, I love a Tyler Perry movie, but all the Tyler Perry movie storylines is out the window. So it ain't no getting cheated on and baby mama this or disrespectful, because it's not in their character to do those things. We focus on good character, and then we focus on if they have the other qualities that we're looking for. But the number one quality that they need to have is a good character. I would never want to be with a man that's going back and forth, coming in between a friendship, gossiping. I would never want to be with a man that's gossiping. I'm glad that you didn't have sex with this little talk show host. He's over there running his own Wendy Williams show. I'm glad y'all never had sex. It's the best thing somebody told me today. My gosh. And call your friend and tell her how you feel about the whole situation. Not letting know why is a man, like, a man shouldn't even be coming between our friendship. We love each other. We've been friends for forever. Like, why are we even not talking? I'm going to express to my friend how it made me feel, though. It made me uncomfortable. It didn't make me feel good to know that you gossiping with him. This somebody I'm talking to, and why is y'all building a relationship? Like, why is y'all building your own individual friendship? That doesn't make me feel comfortable that y'all are cool unless you like him. Now, if you like him, then that's different. Then you should have told me that. But all going back and telling my business to him? No. No. I don't like that. So I feel like that's something that you could express. If you feel like it's hurting your feelings, or if you feel like, yeah, she overstepped boundaries, express that. But I really don't. That, girl. I really don't know. I didn't like that. I wouldn't even want to hear this. Why are you, I feel like you should have actually checked him and said, like, why are you telling me why are you gossiping? Why are you going back and forth between two friends and telling me what they said? I'm like, I'm not sure. I will literally make this person feel uncomfortable for coming back and gossiping. That's why it's so important that we check people in the middle of their shit when they're doing stuff like that. We got to check. And this goes for anybody. Anybody that's trying to gossip, or anybody that's coming to you and they're talking about somebody that you're friends with or somebody that you care about. We got to nip stuff in the bud the moment that it happens, because I don't want people to never. If any of y'all, if somebody ever came up to me and tried to talk about any of y'all, I would nip that shit in the bud so that a person will never feel comfortable enough to bring your name up to me again. That's the kind of friend that I am. So you can't be my friend and somebody think it's cool for them to be talking about you, because I'm nipping it in the bud. What are we really talking about here? Why are you even talking about her and she not around? Or this is my favorite line. Why are you talking about her and she's never thinking about you? That's my favorite line, y'all. I feel like it make people so uncomfortable for bringing somebody else up. Because one of my friends, well, we're not friends now, but one of my friends will always bring up my other friend that they didn't like. And I would be like, you never cross her mind. I can't believe you even so invested right now. You're never crossing her mind. And I feel like it would just make her so uncomfortable. Yeah, it should. Like, why are you sitting here trying to talk to somebody? Talk about somebody that's not worried about you. So nipping stuff in the bud, y'all. And stop talking about people. Why is you even talking about your friend that he's able to go back and say anything to her? Everybody need to stop talking about people and worry about themselves. Now, all of y'all is in a glass house and ain't can't be throwing no stones. So with that being said, everybody focus on themselves. That's the moral of the story today. Focus on your goddamn self. And it takes two to tango and keeping the spark alive. The damn podcast today was supposed to be helping you focus on your relationship and communicate better, and knowing that it takes effort for two people to work towards it. That's really was the moral of the story today. I was trying to help the people that's in a relationship, because I feel like I'm always talking to the single people. And I know the single people is probably the majority. But to the people that do listen to the podcast that are in a relationship, it takes two people to consistently keep that spark alive. So if you're feeling like the spark dying, the chemistry not there, sometimes we have to relight it. Sometimes we have to get back into our flow. Sometimes you have to get dressed up and start feeling good about yourself to feel attractive to your partner. Sometimes your partner got to start freaking trying to impress you. I tell my man this all the time. Like, you should literally be wanting to impress me. feel like guys be trying to impress girls like in the beginning and when they go to the club and stuff like that, and then you get in a relationship with them and they always wearing ball shorts. But it's like, oh my gosh, like, impress me. Pretend I'm one of the girls in a club. I'm a bottle girl in a club that you're trying to convince that you got money to. Like, impress me. Impress me like I'm one of the bartenders. Guys love getting dressed, going to the bar, just to impress them bartenders. Just to impress them little bar people. Pretend I'm one of them. But don't feel bad if you feel like the chemistry and the spark in your relationship is dying down and you don't feel like you both have tried to reignite it. So something else that I told my partner yesterday when I was talking about us spending time, more time together, because it's like really hard to prioritize each other with having a baby. Him having a new career, us having a new baby, we got a Zai, we got a dog, we got two businesses that's doing super good online right now that I'm packing and he's shipping. Shout out to everybody that used the code on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, because the business is so wonderful. We are still shipping Black Friday and Cyber Monday orders from The Softest Life. Like, it's ridiculous how many orders we got. And because we got so many orders, like, we're going to drop some new candles this week. So if you didn't get the order from The Softest Life, use the code The Softest or use the code Self-Care so you could get a percentage off your order, and your order will ship out this week because we should be all caught up. And please make sure you tag the page. But yesterday when me and him was talking, we were saying like we need to be more intentional about spending time with each other. Like, you know, we're going to go get a babysitter because tonight is all about us, or because we want to have a date night, or because we want to do something to make each other feel special. Like, being intentional about spending that time together and doing stuff that make each other feel good. Like, we can't just walk around saying like, oh, well, my partner don't pay me no mind. And we just keep accepting like, my partner don't pay me no mind. And we not expressing this to them, or we not telling them that we not happy. Like, we literally are just letting a relationship die, feeling like, oh, well, they should know. Sometimes people dealing with so much of their own shit that they don't know. Sometimes they might be so focused on their career right now that they didn't notice. Or I feel like me personally, I'm so independent that a person might feel like, well, I didn't know that you wasn't unhappy because, like, you walk around working like you seem happy. A person might feel like, oh, well, I didn't notice. And yes, like, I definitely feel like in certain situations, you shouldn't have to tell somebody, like, I'm not happy. Like, there's certain things I feel like I shouldn't have to explain. Like, you should know. And the other things, when it's more specific, I definitely feel like if I care about the relationship, I shouldn't feel bad about expressing something to my partner. I love my partner. Why would I want to keep this from them and they don't get a chance to work on it? Saying, oh, they need to know. Like, don't take your partner's opportunity away to potentially try to work on something because you feel like they should just know, or they should be reading your mind, or they should be a psychic. Because do you want them to work towards it, or are you trying to prove a point? It takes two to tango. That's the moral of the story. It takes two of us to work on a goddamn relationship. Two of us to experience intimacy, start trying to experience intimacy in more ways than just sex in your relationship and with your partner, y'all. I want y'all to work. If you got a man, work on that this week. I want it to be massages this week, deep conversations, kisses on their back, rubbing their beard while they falling asleep, him rubbing your hair. I want it to be feet rubbing. I want it to be laughter. I want it to be listening to a podcast together, reading a page out the book. Praying together this week. I want it to be a fucking different level of intimacy this week. We are touching each other without touching each other. Okay? Sorry for being extra, but that's what I'm wanting this week. So that is today's episode. It was a short episode, but it's okay. I hope everybody has a good self-care Sunday. I hope I gave y'all something to really think about when it comes to communicating in your relationship and expressing y'all needs and what y'all want. And being honest about how you feel. Be honest. And if you're not sure, write that shit down on paper. Sometimes it's really good for you to journal or write it in your notes so that you can stay on point and on track with how you're feeling right now. And don't feel bad about it, okay? Don't feel bad for honoring your emotions, for feeling any type of way, for being confused about where you are on your journey. Don't feel bad if you're in the remodeling phase of your life and everything is just a mess, okay? Do what makes you happy and do what's best for you, and just know that it's going to pay off in the end. To anybody that's listening, if you haven't read my book, So Much to Unlearn, that's all about relationships. If you put all the ebooks in a shopping cart today and use the code ebooks, your ebooks will come up to $25 so that you can read all of my ebooks today. Or you could use the code love for free shipping off the paperback at mollythewriter.com. I'm going to put that in the description. But some of y'all really, really need my book. And it shows, literally. Everything that you need to know about healing and growing and loving yourself and being by yourself and working on yourself is all up in the book, and you're going to love the book, y'all. Enjoy y'all self-care Sunday, and don't y'all let nobody fuck y'all day up. All right, I shouldn't have ended the podcast with a curse word. Enjoy y'all self-care Sunday and make sure you do something for yourself. That's better. That's more classy, and I'm a classy girl. All right, y'all, bye.